For this week's snapshot, it's a dispatch from the banks of the Catawba River. That's in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, the turf of former Washington Post reporter Patrice Gaines. She once volunteered to collect trash from the river, and she found some unexpected gifts.
I give to the river, and the river gives to me. This is my mantra, early one cloudy morning, as I bend and dig between rocks to pry loose a soda can, then a plastic cup. There are over 200 of us volunteers. We have donned our shorts and sweats to participate in a cleaning up of my community's lake, which is fed by the Catawba River. I give to the river, and the river gives to me. This is the message in my head when I wake up on this morning and put on my oldest pair of tennis shoes. Dale, my neighbor, is glad to volunteer. She loves the river as much as I do. I give to the river, and the river gives to me. I think of this as a promise between two friends. I have spent so many days staring at the lake, watching the reflection of the sun sparkle on its waters, seeing the gray-blue ripples turn brown after the wind has licked at the banks and tossed dirt into the blue. Now it is my turn to pay back, to help make my friend more beautiful, healthier, cleaner. Dale pulls a dirty diaper from the black rocks at the river's edge, and we both turn up our noses and click our tongues in disgust. What human being thought it was okay to throw away a diaper on a riverbank? When someone asks for volunteers to get on a boat and ride across the lake to pull trash out along another bank, Dale and I volunteer. By this time, we believe we have plucked all the debris we can from the small area of earth that has been our domain for over an hour. I give to the river, and the river gives to me, I think, as I sink into the soft leather of the pontoon boat that cuts through the water. Greg, a volunteer we have just met, is driving, and he stops the boat near a huge lakefront home. We each step into the water and walk ashore. I tug at a long strip of bright green indoor-outdoor carpet until I have loosened it from the rocks. I also discover a child's life vest, a tennis shoe, a blanket, and the never-ending bits of paper and debris we have been finding all morning. Dale and Greg drag another large piece of the green carpet and find large chunks of tires. Walking back to the boat, we sink deep into the mud of the riverbed. Dale is ahead of me, and she screams and laughs as she sinks. I am right behind her. My right foot gets stuck. The mud puts up a fight as I try to wiggle free. My foot just sinks deeper. Finally, I make it to the boat. Dale laughs hysterically at my one shoe that is totally globbed in heavy black mud. When the cleanup is over, we get free hot dogs and hamburgers and raffle tickets. Though neither Dale nor I win anything, we feel like champions as we stand on the deck of the restaurant and toss potato chips to the ducks. In the newspaper that week, they quote someone from the Catawba Riverkeeper Foundation. The spokesperson said that volunteers pulled 17 tons of trash from the lake, including 400 bags of garbage, 200 tires, and 3 car bumpers. By the next day, I am back to my regular morning routine. I walk a path in the neighborhood. I go up hills and under trees, and when I round the curve, I spot my friend. There are no other volunteers around. We are alone. She is thankful for my gift to her. She tells me in her own way. Her arms are open wide as usual. She is shimmering, flowing, giving.
That was reporter turned writing coach Patrice Gaines with this week's snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.